Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
But right now, I'm crossing to Cape Town, where Anne Sophie Seban Bekatche is on the line. She's the director of the American Jewish Committee in France, AJC Paris. She also has a PhD in geopolitics and has focused her research on Israel-Africa relations. Anne, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, I want to talk to you about the fact that the Jewish Africa Conference is being held this year in Cape Town and starts today. Was there any particular reason that it's being held in Cape Town? How does the city's Jewish history play a role in the decision?
Hello, first of all, thank you very much for hosting me. It's a great honor for me to be in Cape Town for this very important event that we are co-organizing as AJC for the first time, for the first year. Can you just repeat the end of your question, because the I didn't hear it well?
How does Cape Town's Jewish history play a role in your decision to have the conference this year in Cape Town?
Yeah, sure. It played a central role because, the South African Jewish community, first of all, is the biggest Jewish community in Africa. Secondly, we, as the American Jewish Committee, have, as some of you probably know, several multiple offices around the world, and we have our Africa Institute, which is based in South Africa, in Johannesburg, with our director, Wayne Sussman, who is based here. And we've had for a long time a great relationship with the community here and its various organizations, including with the South African Jewish Museum. And it was very natural, and it was not even a question for us to do this first edition of the Jewish Africa Conference, where AJC is a partner in South Africa for the reason I've just mentioned.
And would I be correct in saying that the purpose of this Jewish Africa Conference, and you mentioned this is the third one, that the purpose is to support Jewish communities across Africa? And if that is part of the purpose, where are there Jewish communities in Africa, and how are they supported by the AJC?
So, yes, basically it's the main goal of our conference is to create, to support those communities, but also to create more connectivity between these communities in Africa, because we think that these connections will bring them more support, more visibility, more strength in Africa, but also to the outside world. So we also see how Jewish African diasporas across the world can have an impact on the well-being of these communities, on their future, but also on their visibility, because, you know, we at AJC, we have offices around the world, and it's our duty to make sure that this history, this heritage of Jewish Africa is known all over the place. Because, yes, there are communities approximately everywhere in Africa, from Morocco to South Africa, of course, but also countries like Kenya, Ethiopia, of course, the well-known Jewish community there, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, where we traveled recently with AJC.
And it's amazing. I mean, if I can just interrupt
Uganda.
You, if I can just interrupt you to say that later we're crossing to the leader of the Tanzania Jewish community. I'm interested, what are the key issues affecting African Jewry that you expect will dominate discussions over the next few days?
The challenges? I think it's to overcome this question of connectivity, because we actually even realized by organizing this conference that to get here for some African Jewish leaders is not easy. The connectivity within Africa can be challenging, so we need to find ways to improve that. Of course, some of those communities are very small, so they need support from outside to make sure they can get kosher food. Some Jewish communities are too small to open Jewish schools, so sometimes the kids, or sometimes also the rabbis who are in trainings need to move outside their original country to get a proper education. So these are the kind of challenges that they need to overcome. Of course, in some countries, there are some anti-Semitic incidents and they can feel less safe depending on the international context. We've heard recently from the community in Abidjan, where we were a few weeks ago, that they've been facing some negative discrimination since October 7th, things like that. So, you know, the challenges are similar to challenges that all Jewish communities in the world are facing, but they also have some specificities because of the small sizes of the community and because of the challenges of some African countries more broadly.
And, you know, when you talk about those challenges, we're hearing today that the Israeli ambassador to Ethiopia was removed from the African Union summit, which would just be one of the challenges that the Israeli community in Ethiopia is facing, which obviously has political implications. And Sophie Saban-Bekashe, the director of the American Jewish Committee in France, talking to us about the Jewish Africa Conference this week in Cape Town.